Darest thou now, O soul, walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow? No map there, nor guide, nor voice sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land.
I remember. The sheets are red and moist where I'm lying. God in heaven, teach me how to die.
Les, not the most cheerful of starts today.
No, DOA from Blood Rock on the Blood Rock 2 album, which became gold. It was actually a gold album, actually. So it got to number 21 on the rock and pop charts.
They must have been an American band then.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I'm trying to think where they came from, actually. Yeah, Texas. They originated in Texas. That actual sync, was that the one with the Children's Herald the other side, I think.
We will play that later.
Is that the other track on the other side?
Yes, that is the other side of the single. On Capitol Records in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
One of the singles released this week, ending the 12th of February, 1971.
The motivation for the song, as explained by, was his name, Pickens, who wrote it, he said that when he was 17, he wanted to be an airline pilot. And they said that they went on a flight on a light aircraft, which dropped them off at a small airport. They obviously disembarked. The plane went on its way and then got to about 200 feet and then crashed. So they thought they'd write the song to commemorate the fact that they actually escaped from that.
God.
That's quite bizarre, really.
It is, yeah. I would like to cheer us all up by playing another single that was released this week, but I just couldn't find it. You may be glad. It was Charlie Chester and the Cheerful Children, Friend of Jesus, Friend of Mine, on Concord Records, but I couldn't.
Charlie Chester.
But at least you know I would have played Cheerful Charlie Chester.
I can see him now.
Instead... This could have been, it wasn't quite her first single, but it was her first single to be a hit. If Not For You, on Pi Records, Olivia Newton.
Newton John.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. Sad and blue, if not for you. If not for you, babe, the night would see me wide awake. The day would surely have to break. It would not be new.
Never. information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
City where I was born. I got a feeling I can't understand. I wanna get back to my homeland. I ain't got no money, I ain't got a cent. I'm gonna get on that train, so help me.
Show me the way, the safe way. Show me the way.
Than I thought it was going to be. I know that from a single by the Easy Beats. In fact, they actually wrote it, their composers, Vander and Young, St. Louis. But that was War Horse, one of those obscure Vertigo albums. And the single came out this particular week, the 12th of February 1971. Prior to that, it was The Association, Everything That Touches You on Warner Brothers. And we began with Olivia Newton-John. And I'd forgotten that it was a Bob Dylan song.
Les. Yeah, he wrote it for his wife back in August 70. Then, of course, George Harrison recorded it on All Things Must Pass, which he then performed at the you remember the Bangladesh concert they did?
Yeah.
That was a bit later on, wasn't it?
It was.
Interesting enough, when you play... When I always thought that George Harrison wrote it. I didn't realise it was a Dylan song.
I almost thought it was George George's guitar playing on that Olivia Newton-John
single.
It's
a very, very similar cover, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
But it was actually John Farrar on guitar, who also produced the record, along with Bruce Welch.
Great lyrics, if not for you. The winter would hold no spring, if not for you.
What a lovely thing to write for your wife, eh?
Yes, yes. It's the sort of thing I'd write if I was a poet. So, Warhorse, let's play the other side of their single on Vertigo. The title says what it had, no chance.
not Chris Bent.
Quite right, we played it a couple of weeks ago. That's Ronno, Mick Ronson's band. We're going to get it right this time, Les.
That's right, with Tony Visconti on bass.
Yeah, Tony Visconti was David Bowie's producer, wasn't he? Of course, yes, of course, there's the connection straight away.
And also, David Bowie was involved with the production of that as well.
And Hunky Dory would be coming out sometime this year, yes.
So it's quite a tie-up between them and David Bowie in a roundabout way.
I think pretty soon, in a week or two, we're going to be playing Oh You Pretty Things, but not by Bowie. He gave it to Peter Noone, first of all. So, and then when he appeared on Top of the Pops, and I'll tell you all this again when we actually play it, I think David Bowie was playing the piano on Top of the Pops for Peter Noone. So, and when we do that, we'll find a video and pop it on the page. But this is all a few weeks ahead, my friends. So, that was Ronno. It did come out a couple of weeks ago, maybe, according to Record Retailer. But we're now looking at the actual new singles list, 364, which came out on the 12th of Feb. And it is listed again this particular week. Prior to this, of course, it was Warhorse with No Chance. And you pointed out, Les, on the little link we've got going between us, that that could have been Rick Wakeman.
No, I don't think it was, because Nick Simper, who was on bass, I think, was he on bass? He was originally with Deep Purple.
With the band Warhorse there.
He became Warhorse.
Yes.
And the original member, one of the original members of Warhorse was Rick Wakeman. But he'd left to join Straubs before they actually made their first album.
Oh, okay.
So he was an original member, one of the original members, but he didn't stay with them long. Obviously, then he went to do Straubs, did things with David Bowie, Elton John, and then went on for better things. Well, yes, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Let me tell you, today we've landed our time machine on the 12th of February 1971, and as luck would have it, in my hometown of Peterborough, we're opposite the Bacon Take on Broadway. So all you've got to do...
Oh, them were the days, so I tell you.
All you've got to do to meet up with us is be there on the 12th of February 1971. Well, we're going to have the yin with the yang, and we've played Power of Darkness from Ronno, released 2 weeks ago, so I thought we'd balance it with another one that we played 2 weeks ago, but it looks like it was actually released this week, and that is Rotation with Rat-a-Tard. Do you remember that one, Les?
Yeah, I still remember.
The yin with the yang and the feng with the Shuey McPhee. This is Rotation and Rat-a-Ta.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Gently shook your head and pour a hole through me, so I was dead. Oh, how I love you.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
The road is long, with a many winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong. My brother, so on we go.
So on we go.
His welfare is my concern. No better is he to bear. We'll get there. For I
curiosity, I wondered what they would have done with the Hollies tune, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. That was the Osmonds. Not too bad, was it, Les?
Well, it's all right.
Trust me, I don't do the Osmonds.
That's interesting. It was written by Bobby Scott and Bob Russell originally in 1970. And the original version was by Kelly Gordon in the US. It was also recorded by Neil Diamond as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, the big one everybody knows.
The one we all know is the Hollies, isn't it? Yeah.
And did you know that Elton John sung on the Hollies single?
No.
Yeah, apparently he was in the backing vocals.
What a mine of information we have from our correspondent. We're both north of the river, aren't we, Les?
Yes.
Yeah, the Osmonds. This was the A-side.
Well, one bad apple. Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. So I'm saying to your happy world.
And
that's enough.
And prior to that, it was Caravan and Love to Love You. It's sounding slightly different. That's the Decca single.
Wow.
Released on this day, the 12th of February. We will play the other side of a single. Can you guess or I hope what that might have been, Les?
I'm trying to think what other singles they've had.
The other side of the Caravan single.
Golf Girl's a bit later, wasn't it?
No, you're right. It is Golf Girl. Golf Girl was put on the B. Was it on the B side of Love to Love You? If they'd done it the other way round, who knows? They might have had a big hit there. No. Yeah. So this is the other side of their Decca single. Because all their albums, or that from then onwards, the album In the Land of Grey and Pink, that came out on the DRAM record label. Yeah. But for some reason, the singles on Decca, and it went like this. Oh, did you hear that rustling of vinyl there?
Oh, yeah.
Standing on a golf course, resting PVC, I chanced upon a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin, for threepence you can't buy one, full right to the brim. So of course I had to have one. In fact, I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl, could see she fancied me. Later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls. She protected me. Her name was Pat. We sat under a tree. She kissed me. We go for walks in fine weather. Oh,
you may have detected a little bit of vinyl crackling going on there. But I figure if we're going to play the singles of 50 years ago, then if we can, we will dig out the actual vinyl. We could have played the latest Stephen Wilson remix and remaster, but I sometimes think it's like to have that connection with the past from some battered old vinyl, from battered old blokes. He's Les and I'm Chris. We haven't told you that today so far.
Hello. I'll tell you what, talking about Golf Girl, that was written by Dave Sinclair, who was the keyboard player on Caravan, for his once-to-be then-wife, Pat.
Oh, that's why they sat under a tree. Yeah. And she kissed him. She gave him three kisses.
And that is
what bliss is.
The actual lyric.
She became a missus.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. She became my missus. We had a son, and he's only one. It's interesting, because, I can't remember them doing it, but she used to go along to gigs with them, and when they played that, they introduced Pat to the audience. So there you go. Wasn't that called something else on one of their... Didn't it change its name or something?
It did. La, la, la. Group Girl.
Group Girl.
It was originally called Group Girl.
Yeah.
Well, there's only 35 singles this week, so I think we've probably got time to play Group Girl. Since you've pointed that out to us, Les, let's dig it out.
I know it got a different title.
In a change to the published schedule, listeners. But this is good. We can do this because we can do this.
Chance to meet a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin. Tuppence, you can have one. Full right to the brim. So of course I had to buy one. In fact, I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl to see she fancied me. Then later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls, and she protected me. Her name was Pat, and we sat under a tree. She kissed me three kisses, and this is what bliss is. She became a missus. We had a son named Jason. He's only one. We go for walks in fine weather, all together on the golf course. Girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? grin. For tuppence you can have one, full right to the brim. So of course I had to have one. In fact I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl, see she fancied me. Later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls, and she protected me. Her name was Pat, and we sat under a tree. She kissed me.
Chris B.
Stars shine, making love.